AOC has a scathing message to Jill Stein about her campaign and leadership of the Independent Green Party that's doing nothing and has done nothing election after election. Basically, all Jill is doing is taking votes away from Democrats and giving them to Trump.
Y'all, this is a little spicy, but I have thoughts. I feel like I should save this for a live. I'm not coming for people who are thinking about this. You, I'll talk to you. What I have a problem with is the fact that if you are running for president, you're the de facto leader of your party. And first of all, trust me on this. I run as a third party candidate in New York. I'm also run as a Working Families Party candidate in addition to running as a Democrat. Because trust me, I've been on record that about my criticisms of a two-party system. So this is not about that. But you are the leader of your party. And if you run for years and years and years and years and years in a row, and your party has not grown, and you don't add city council seats, and you don't add down ballot candidates, and you don't add state electeds, that's bad leadership. And that to me is what's upsetting. Because if you have been your party's nominee for 12 years in a row,
yep,
4 years ago, and 4 years before that, and 4 years before that, and you cannot grow your movement pretty much at all and can't pursue any successful strategy, and all you do is show up once every 4 years to speak to people who are justifiably pissed off, but you're just showing up once every 4 years to do that, you're not serious. You're not to me, it does not read as authentic. It reads as predatory. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it. Because as a person, I endorse Working Families Party candidates. I endorse DSA candidates. I take risks, and I endorse even in primaries against Democrats when it's merited. What does this person do to grow power?
Well, Jill seems to disagree, and her delusion is that she's making a difference.
What did you make of AOC, you know, someone who describes or has been described as a very progressive Democrat, nevertheless attacking the candidate, the most left-leaning candidate in the race?
I think it's pretty funny. You know, talk about authentic, you know, reclining on her sofa and, you know, providing this very kind of concocted argument. Clearly, she was set up as the attack dog of the day. Clearly, they are very worried because, you know, American voters are in a state of rebellion, and our campaign is the one anti-genocide, anti-war, climate emergency, pro-worker campaign, which is turning out to be on the ballot now across the country. The Democrats have not succeeded in their extremely predatory tactics of silencing political opposition, silencing voters, denying voters the choices that they are clamoring for. You know, she just kind of makes a mockery of the anti-democratic party in pretty much her whole message and the way that it was delivered. So I think she really did us a great favor and only draws more attention to the flailing of the Democratic Party right now.
Jill claims that her campaign is doing great and the Democrat Party is falling apart. Not sure where she's getting this data from, but just look at this poll from Real Clear Politics that gets averages from a bunch of polls nationwide. Her unfavorable rating continues to go down with currently, and it's currently down about 16 points, down 28%, 28%. So AOC is correct. Jill Stein is just wasting time. She always has been. It's a useless campaign that does more harm than good. Jill Stein is the reason Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, because that little piece of voting block that she took, Hillary could have had and won. Jill Stein is doing the exact same thing this election cycle. She needs to get out of the race and knock off this nonsense. She's not going to do it because she's bonkers.